It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. A potential welcoming cities ordinance in Bloomington continues to strike sparks. Disclosure of nearly 200 pages of emails between the Bloomington Police Department and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has given both sides in the public debate ammunition. The Keep Family Together Coalition points to four emails in particular as evidence Bloomington police are shopping immigrants to the federal government. GLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with Tom Cullen of the American Civil Liberties Union and Don Carlson of Illinois People's Action about those emails.
The four circumstances or cases that we discovered through the FOIA were individuals in Bloomington that were not committing criminal offenses or had been charged with anything criminal, but were people who the Bloomington Police Department took it upon themselves to communicate with Trump's enforcement force, which is ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, on whether or not they would be interested in this person. And the only interest that ICE has is in deportation of people. So this came as not something that is unknown to the immigrant community in our work over the last 10 years on immigration issues in the community. But this is the first time that we have clear evidence and proof that there is cooperation and communication between ICE.
So does that qualify, in your view, as what the aldermen say has not happened, that the BPD has not turned anyone over to ICE?
It's even worse than that. We were told, the community was told back in December, in a meeting attended by 350 people who want a welcoming city ordinance, by the police chief, that there is not this kind of cooperation. And then we were told in the letter that you're referencing by council members Painter, Malambwe, Sage, Bray, and Schmidt that this cooperation is not happening. But nobody took the time to check. Somehow a mythology got created and everybody started to repeat it. But when we checked, we found that there were four lives and four families that were impacted, not just yesterday or the day before, but going back as far as 2015, 2015, 2016, and 2017.
Is this an example of one particular officer or two that has a relationship with ICE, or is, Tom Cullen, this a broader pattern of conduct within the department?
Well, the results of our FOIA request yielded 194 pages of email communication back and forth, redacted significantly, but there was a fairly collegial environment of exchanges back and forth between officers in the Bloomington Police Department and these ICE agents. And so there were, rather familiar relationships there, and there was extensive communication.
That in itself is not bad.
Well, what we had brought out at the discussion in December, particularly by Alderman Black, was this idea that there were matters that the Bloomington Police Department needs to communicate with, I think he said, sort of good ICE, and then that there were matters that we were, with our welcoming city ordinance, were saying that we didn't want communicated in terms of deportation of non-criminals, and that this might be referred to as sort of bad ICE, that there's this need to communicate with ICE on some matters. And we did see some of that in there on issues where there were victims of crimes.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Tom Cullen and Don Carlson of Illinois People's Action and the Keep Families Together Coalition. So how should this shape your efforts to get a welcoming city ordinance passed?
The core of the Welcoming City Ordinance and the mission and the reason that the coalition of many nonprofits who got together to create the Keep Families Together campaign coalition was so that we could really do three things in our community based on what we all see every day coming out in the media on how Donald Trump is waging war on both legal immigrants and undocumented immigrants. And that would be that we would create trust between the immigrant community and the Bloomington police so that when indeed there were crimes committed, that the immigrant community would feel that they could communicate with the police and share that information without the anxiety that if I talk to the cop, is that am I going to somehow get to ICE or is ICE going to come and find me? The second rationale with that was that why would we spend our tax money doing something that the federal government and the Department of Justice and Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump want to do in our community that we would argue that the vast majority of Bloomington residents don't want? And the third reason is perhaps the most important, to try to create the kind of community that we all want to live in. Dr. King called it the beloved community. And that's one where everybody gets a fair shake and everybody gets to live and enjoy our community and not live under fear. So our hope is that now that we have really proof that some bad, very bad things have been happening for the last 3 years, that we can come together and say that we have to draw some lines between how the Bloomington police communicates with Trump's ICE enforcement group, organization, and that we're going to allow things that keep us safe, but we're not going to turn in the waiter who may be undocumented, or we're not going to turn over the minor who may be undocumented.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Tom Cullen and Don Carlson are members of Illinois People's Action and the Keep Families Together Coalition. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Bloomington aldermen will likely get an earful from members of the Keep Families Together Coalition at this evening's council meeting. Illinois People's Action says they've begun the FOIA process with the town of Normal to request possible email communication with ICE, but have only preliminary results in that request.